To finish our walk, an inn with a great ghostly pedigree, due to its proximity to the number of deaths it has witnessed. From the executions you've just been told. Public hangings used to take place near the inn, and the baying crowds would flock to the pub for some deserved refreshments after hours of watching their kinfolk dangle at the end of a rope, their last breaths being pulled from their bodies. Robert Burns's poetry is painted on the beams, and its cellarage dates back to 1516, suggesting that the pub existed on this site many years before the present one. The White Hart claims to be the oldest and most haunted pub in Edinburgh, and rumour has it that even William Wordsworth stayed here in 1803 to sample the atmosphere. Along with all the unworldly patrons, there were some decisively sinister live people who used the inn for their own ill-gotten gains. Burke and Hare, the body snatchers, were patrons of the inn, and they picked up many of their victims here. Unbeknown to their victims, they would befriend them at the bar, picking on the impoverished and outcasts, lubricating their mouths with whiskey after whiskey, plying them with alcohol. Then, when the unwilling victim had their fill, they would kindly escort them to the bedroom, of which they would not return. They would pounce upon the target, pinning them down and suffocating them, two strong men overpowering the drunken, terrified prey. This method meant that there was little physical damage to the bodies, so they commanded at a higher price. They sold the corpses to a Dr. Knox at Edinburgh Medical School, a pretty price for an unpretty deed. Staff and regulars will tell you of unexplained bangs in the cellar room, and the sound of footsteps and shadowing figures seen running near the cellar. Many people have stated that unseen hands have touched them. It seems like these particular spirits did not want to leave the comfort of the pub, perhaps scared of what is to come. Edinburgh was known to prefer the short drop method of hanging. This meant that the poor victims did not fall far enough to suffer instantaneous death. However, spent minutes writhing in agony, clinging to life as the rope slowly suffocated them. No wonder some are desperate to hide down in the cellar. Within the cellar, doors slam on their own and barrels have been seen to move themselves. There is also rumour of a particularly mischievous ghost who'll turn the taps of the beer pumps off. Staff will go downstairs and turn them back on, only to get back to the bar and discover they've been turned off again. Numerous staff have reported being pelted by condiments, sets by unseen hands. Staff have also seen a shadowy figure at the doorway behind the bar that goes down to the cellar. This figure has been followed by staff, only to discover the cellar empty. Such were the sightings that the Paranormal Society attended on the 31st of October 2004 and spent the night in the inn, searching for any paranormal activity. They set up their machinery and cameras and waited. Many of the members heard noises, saw things move on their own accord, and also saw mysterious orbs of light which were recorded. The ghosts here appear to be friendly and playful, and many people state they have captured shadowy shapes on the cameras from within the inn. So it seems, wherever you venture in this city, you're bound to bump into something of the night. Keep safe, travel well, and before you think you're safe at home, make sure you check your room twice, and hope you haven't brought home an extra friend this day. Many thanks for all your time.